This episode is brought to you by McDonald's. Not sure you've heard of them. Up-and-coming little restaurant. But they're making it. They're the little engine that could. You know, the moment of bliss when you spot your fries being scooped into the carton and suddenly time slows down. I have that all the time. I love their fries.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
McDonald's fries hit different when they're free. That's another thing I'll tell you. And when they belong to your friends. There's no better feeling than thinking you're out of fries and then you discover extra fries at the bottom of your bag. Or else my son still hasn't finished his fries.
Yeah.
And I'm done with mine. And he used to be weaker than me, so I could just take them.
Yeah.
Now I can't because he's stronger than me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's no wrong way to eat McDonald's fries, but we all think our way is the best way. And I like stealing them from someone else. That's my favorite way. Get your favorite McDonald's fries today. McDonald's. Check them out sometime. They're everywhere. From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, you know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. That's a lot of bees.
Yeah.
It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. That's important. You want an affordable price.
Yeah, I do want one.
Yeah. If it's too much, well, that's just not going to happen.
No.
State Farm's on it. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. I'm lowering my voice.
I know.
Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
And oh my goodness, in the flesh... I see all three.
Look at you, Kevin. It's Conan, David, and me.
How you doing, Kevin?
How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Good, doing good.
Very nice to see you. Kevin, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. So right across the border from El Paso, Texas.
Okay, Juarez, Mexico. I've not been to Juarez, Mexico. Tell me about Juarez, Mexico. Educate me.
Well, it's one of the most dangerous cities in the world.
Oh.
It was also...
Do you work for the Tourist Bureau? Is that what you do, Kevin? Welcome to the most dangerous city in North America.
I mean, it is a superlative. Like, they're one of the best.
Yeah, when you're the best at something, you've got to talk about it.
The other thing that we have going for us is that we had the only nuclear disaster this side of the Atlantic.
So. Congratulations. Oh,
wow. Wait a minute. What was... I've heard that Juarez can be quite dangerous, I hope you're being careful and taking care of yourself. What was the nuclear disaster?
Well, basically, somebody had a hospital that did radiation therapy, and that hospital went broke, and all the machines went into a junkyard. People didn't know what they were, and they took that machine and just melted it with the rest of the steel, and they made construction bars. And they shipped it to the U.S. too, so there was a bunch in the U.S. That's how they caught it in New Mexico. They caught the bars of steel.
This is my complaint with most comic books. In a comic book, that turns you into a superhero.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the Hulk is Bruce Banner is riding in an elevator that was made out of steel that was irradiated, and then he comes out and he's the Hulk, and then he has an illustrious career. But in real life, you just get kind of sick. You know what I mean?
It's terrible. Like, they lost their houses and things. You know, like, they had to destroy 800 buildings around that.
That's too bad. I bet some people before that were like, you know, it's great. My electricity bill is zero. Oh. I just plug stuff in and it just works. And we're not even wired. This
never
is incredible.
Have to use my heater.
Yeah, my blender took off into the atmosphere. It was incredible.
I bought a Trader Joe's microwave meal and it came in cooked.
Yeah, exactly. We could go like this all day about this terrible nuclear accident, but we won't. So you live in Juarez, and this is, it's gang activity that makes it so dangerous. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, basically, you know, a lot of the drug cartels and everything, like, the big market is the U.S. So the border zones are usually a hotbed for that type of activity. But I mean, it's still a pretty industrial town that it has a bunch of people. It's a really big city. And given that you're only going to work and coming back, it's not that dangerous. If you were staying out late and doing things like that, you might get into trouble. But Otherwise, it's a pretty normal city.
Would I stick out if I hung out in Juarez? and I stayed out late and was constantly talking about how I'm the most badass drug dealer, I'd get into trouble, wouldn't I?
You might. Or they might find it really amusing. And they might
I think they'd be a little amusing. I think that would be a terrible idea for a remote for me to do.
Yeah, I'm wondering why you're even considering it.
Conan poses as the as a new rival dealer in town who's shooting his mouth off, saying, "There's no way any of you can stop me."
Now it sounds pretty good.
It could be like a Peaky Blinders thing, you know?
I could have the Peaky Blinders cap and be walking around going, "Hey, yeah. Oh, you think you're gonna? I'm the new game in town, see?"
I like this.
Yeah, yeah. And I've got, watch out for me, because I've got a razor blade in my cap.
Oh.
That's going to be the, I doubt you have anything to match that.
One of those like sharpened razor blades.
Yeah, I have a razor blade, yeah, just stuck in my tweed cap. And I think that's going to just strike fear. Everyone else has the latest surplus machine gun. Well, listen, I'm not going to do that, but I'm happy that, how did you find us? How did you find our podcast?
Well, I in general love comedy, and one of
I know,
the
but why us? Yeah. Let's get to the point, Kevin.
That's more confusing.
Again, we're really confused now. I love I saw astrology, so
so eventually that led me to, you know, I saw Clueless Gamer first.
Oh, okay.
I remember watching that series through YouTube, and then eventually I just started watching a bunch of YouTube clips and then the actual show. I moved to the US for around 6 years for college. So, and during that time I was able to catch it on TV and everything.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I'm glad you found us, and now you're listening to the podcast nonsense.
Yeah. I think I've heard every single episode, I think. Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah. That's a lot of time. Yeah. Matt.
Yeah. That's a lot of time, but it's well spent. Cause
guess
honestly,
what? It's kept you safe. It's kept you inside listening to a podcast. Yeah. I may have saved your life.
Yeah.
Kevin,
you owe him.
Yeah. I could go out late,
really good point.
But I think I'm just going to stay home and listen to Conan, Gorley, and Sona.
Yeah. What I do is with work. Basically, I work at a candy factory as an accountant, and a lot of the work sometimes is not in the factory floor, but in your cubicle. And I just listen to podcasts while I'm working. And yeah, no finances have been spoiled. So
what? Wait a minute.
How do you run numbers while listening to this gibberish?
I know. I don't understand. I think you've probably really messed up that candy factory.
Yeah.
Hey, so
they
have a question.
A bunch of debt.
This is you buried the lead. You work in a candy factory. That is everyone's dream, is to work. You are the Willy Wonka of Juarez, which really rolls
the
off.
Willy Wonka of Juarez.
It really rolls off the tongue, I think. That's incredible. It'd be great if you wore a Willy Wonka hat while you did the accounting for the candy factory.
Well, I found the title of this episode.
It's the Willy Wonka of Juarez.
So you all with J's.
Yeah, tell me. Yeah, exactly. Willy Wonka. Tell me about your candy factory. I mean, it's not yours, but it will be soon. You'll see.
It will be soon. Yeah, yeah. I just got to keep working with the cartel. So basically.
You're the only guy in town where when people come up to you and go like, "Can I get some nose candy?" You've got it all wrong. This is
all wrong.
They're like, "This is fucking
this
candy
is
corn." Yeah. How much? Right, whatever. You said you wanted to put that in your nose. You idiot! No. So wow, that's well. Tell us about the candy factory. What kind of candy do you have there?
Well, basically, we make a bunch of candies that you would know. We make like Jolly Ranchers and Lifesavers and Nerds, things like Jawbreakers as well. We do a bunch of things like that. Candy canes for the Christmas and candy corn for Halloween. The only thing, though, is that we do get a bunch of free candy, which is a nice perk. We all gain a bunch of weight.
Yeah, I'm just how long have you had diabetes? I'm just curious. Everyone calls in sick every day with diabetes, like it's the common cold.
I got diabetes again.
24-hour diabetes. Yeah,
I got the old 24-hour bad case of the diabetes.
Yeah, it's usually around the 5-year mark that people are just.
Oh, like, how long have you been there?
No, I've been 3 years only. In the,
okay, so you got two more years.
Yeah, I got two more years.
Yeah, two more years.
Quit while you're ahead.
So this is fascinating to me. First of all, you named all these sort of iconic American candies, and I have to comment again. It's something that Americans won't do for themselves. You know, we've exported that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just these are iconic American candies.
Yeah, yeah. We also make the really iconic one, Necco.
Necco.
Oldest candy.
Oh, you know what? Here's what's crazy. Necco stands for New England Confectionery Company. And Necco was originally made in New England, and I grew up there, and I used to see these smoke. When I was a kid, we'd drive by the smokestack that said Necco on it, and all of us got excited because we're like, wow, that's where they make that really mediocre candy.
Chalky, tiddlywink of a candy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's basically a communion wafer with attitude. And,
no offense.
No offense. I'm blaming our, it's again, the American invented this, it's ironic to me again. New England Confectionery Company is operating out of Juarez, Mexico.
Yeah, wow.
So, and I'm fine with all this. I mean, obviously, you guys are doing an amazing job. Those are great candies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing though is that since we sell it in the U.S., we have to make it much earlier. So when we do get free candy, like I might be getting right now Halloween candy, and then by Halloween I might get like Christmas candy. So yeah.
So it's always you're always out of sync. You're walking around in the summertime eating a Santa Claus candy cane.
No, it's like Australia.
Yeah.
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 It's exactly.
Yeah. Basically, that's what happens because we got to have it all ready and ship it on time. And for other candies, we might be more in sync. Like if they need refrigeration or things like that for like the ones that have fresh fruit and things like that. But yeah, for most of the other things, it takes a long time.
Does that spoil the holiday for you or does it get you in the mood earlier?
Well, with Christmas, I think that it spoils. because we just the smell of the cinnamon and all thing is so strong that by the end of it you're like, I'm done with this. And then on the factory floor they start playing all the Christmas music early. So
your mind is being totally screwed with.
Yeah.
You know, you realize when you came on, you said "Merry Christmas, everybody." And I don't know when this is going to air, but I'm telling you right now, it's late July.
You said "Merry Christmas, 2025."
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Weird.
You said. You said "Merry Christmas, 2025," and I can't feel my extremities.
The radiation. Yeah, what's your building built out of?
It's made of everything is kept is held together with chewed up gummy because it's a natural adhesive. So you got to watch out for that. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where you go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. So are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Today's episode is brought to you by Cap'n Crunch. This has meaning for me, okay? Because I grew up as a child obsessed. My brothers and I were obsessed with sugar cereals. We loved Cap'n Crunch. And then when they came out with Cap'n Crunch and Crunch Berries, it was like Oppenheimer. I saw a white light and I knew that life had changed forever. And true story, I was just back in Boston visiting my brother Neil. And not kidding, he is 2 years older than me. We are grown-ass adults. What do? We sit down at our kitchen table in Brookline, Mass.,
and we both crack open a box of Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Oh, my God.
And we had it together, multiple bowls, and I was so happy.
Oh, it's nice that you have that.
It really is. Break away from the ordinary with Cap'n Crunch and bring back the spirit of adventure to your mornings. Everyday life can be stressful, but I've got to tell you, it's just such a sense memory for me. Not just original Cap'n Crunch, which is great. Then, oops, all berries
yeah,
they came up with.
I remember that.
Usually I don't eat foods that have oops in the title. But when they came up with oops, all berries, I was there. Peanut butter. Oh, my God. Peanut butter crunch is fantastic. It turns the milk into this cool peanut butter milk. I love it. Join the crew for your next breakfast time crunch venture. That's a word now. Buy Cap'n Crunch's new Cinnamon Crunch now at a retailer near you and learn more at Cap'nCrunch.com. Neil, we made it! Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT, introducing ADT Self-Setup, featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest Cam and the Nest doorbell with a battery or wired option. Your choice. Easily install the ADT self-setup security system at your convenience. You don't need heavy-duty tools. And if you do need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Self-setup from ADT grows, moves, and adapts as your needs change. You can add more products at any time, and your system easily moves wherever life takes you. It also features Nest Cams. They can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. These things are getting so smart. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just one quick tap. Now, everyone can get trusted security from ADT installed your way with no long-term contracts. When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you've got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are all trademarks of Google, LLC. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. This is unbelievable. I've been talking about this idea for years.
I know. I want you to explain it more.
I can.
Okay.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. I had this idea years ago. I was telling people, no one listened to me. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. Remember when I said that?
Yeah.
Because you've got one unified business management suite.
You said that.
Yeah. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, man.
Yeah.
See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Conan, netsuite.com/Conan. I'm going to say it one more time just for emphasis. netsuite.com/Conan.
We did have a giant teddy bear made of all this gummy bears, like, because we make gummy worms and gummy bears and all that, and we made this huge sculpture out
and
of
then it. Got, yeah. Then it got irradiated and it came to life. It's
just the mascot now.
Oh my God! Military tanks are shooting at it, but the shells just go blorp, 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 blorp.
You should stick that on the cartels.
I love that. Yeah, and then it goes after the cartels. And they're like, Dios mio, this bear is out of control. I love this. This is a great story.
Yeah.
We have, I mean, I don't, Kevin, we're cutting you in for a piece of this story, but it all begins in Juarez with a wonderful candy factory, and all the workers are just completing a large gummy teddy bear that's going to be, handed over to the local orphanage. It's very sweet. And just then someone says, let's ship it. And they start to pack it up in a crate that's been irradiated with, of course, the bad materials.
Right.
That all sinks up, and we'll make sure that the press knows this is all based on true events.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then this thing comes to life, and I just see it shattering the box and rising up and growing to 75 feet tall. Incredible. Was,
yeah, like El Grande Oso Delicioso.
Yeah.
Well, words.
I love that y'all know so many Spanish words that rhyme too. That's pretty nice.
What's the word for sticky in Espanol?
Sticky?
Yeah.
Pegajoso.
Pegajoso. That's it. Yeah. It's grande. Yeah. Pegajoso.
Wow. It rolls off the tongue just like gummy bears.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of the cartel members get stuck to the bear. So as it's walking around, you just see these struggling cartel members that are stuck.
They get absorbed.
Yeah. And they're in there and they're actually kind of enjoying it.
Yeah.
They're still allowed to make phone calls because the reception's incredible.
Make this happen, Kevin.
Kevin, this
is... I imagine it's something like a Godzilla, you know, like a Mexican Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. It's a Mexican Godzilla. Yeah. Exactly. This thing is a huge hit.
Godzilla.
With a tilde.
Yes.
We've got to get this made.
Yeah, we do.
We've got to get this made, Kevin, and we need you to get it going because you've done all the primary research.
Godzilla and the Kaijuju bees.
Yes. I'll cheer for myself.
Why do you keep forcing that word into the conversations?
Forcing or properly respecting?
Forcing. Mm, okay. It wasn't part of the conversation. It's from a previous conversation we had with someone else.
But it's about Godzilla. That's why it's pertinent.
Let's see. I'm checking my patience meter. You still got a little left. It's almost in the red, but not quite there.
Kevin, I think I've heard... You say, Matt, like that word for like the last three episodes.
Yeah. Too. Were you familiar with the word kaiju?
Kaiju? No, I.
Yes, of course you weren't.
David?
I said, didn't know it either. No. None of us knew that word. And you were acting like we were the problem. And now we talk to one of my favorite guests of all time, Kevin, creator of what I think is going to be the biggest sci-fi blockbuster. This is going to be Jordan Peele's next movie. This is huge.
It's called Yep.
This is fantastic. I'm very happy. Do you have a question for me at all? Anything I can help you out with, Kevin? I can answer any question you like.
Yeah. So I was wondering if somebody was visiting the U.S. for the first time, what's the one bit of American history they should know?
Oh,
that's good.
That's a really good question.
Yeah. Kaiju American history?
No, stop it.
Oh, God.
Please. Pacific Rim.
Wow. There's a lot to unpack there. I think if you're visiting the United States, are you going to drive around? If you're going to drive around, that's important.
I think so. Yeah. Cause I mean, one of the most iconic things to do, I guess, in the U.S. because of how the highways are there, I think it's driving, you know,
yeah.
It's one of those California to New York trips. I think it would be like fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Route 66.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an amazing thing to do. Yeah. I also have to say the American Civil War. I mean, we had a civil war here, 1861 to 65, that was at the time the largest battles ever in world history. And it was the clash of the North versus the South. And so when you drive, even if you started in California and drove across, but if you worked your way through the American South and then up towards the North, you'd see all kinds of amazing battlefields. And you'd kind of understand how this country has always had issues. I mean, like a lot of countries, but it's had a lot of conflict. It's had a lot of people with different opinions about how to run the country.
Yeah, our cartels are in the Senate and the House.
Okay.
Kaiju.
I'm sorry. My goodness.
Today's episode brought to you by Bill Maher. I think that's worth looking into. I mean, because there's a lot of things to see. And also, I think it informs you a little bit about today's America. We're still not quite getting along and seeing eye to eye. And some people think we're going to fight with each other again. Although I think we're way too interested in streaming content. I think everyone's just going to be watching Netflix and Hulu and forget.
We should just let the streaming wars, like the liberals will adhere to, HBO Max and Apple Plus, and the conservatives take Hulu and Peacock, and then you know?
Yeah, I'm fine with that division.
How's my contribution level to this episode going?
Well, it's for amount of time speaking, quite high.
Okay.
For actual contribution to the flow, that's a different number.
Oh, okay. No. I just wanted to know how you're being served. I'm running this
No. I'm going to fill out the survey after we're done. I get a survey that's only for Matt, not for anyone else, after we're done.
I understand.
But I don't know. Do you think that's because I know you're a history buff too. Is that a valid thing to mention?
Yeah, like, especially if you go up to the Northeast there, you could do those. And then you could end at the Smithsonian and then get a huge dose of all American history, pop culture, science, all that.
Yeah. Yeah. And there might be a riot while you're there, you know. So.
You can see it all.
An angry crowd storms in
too. Yeah.
What's that?
Music history is also pretty fantastic.
Yeah, check out Memphis. Go see Memphis.
New Orleans with the jazz scene,
Of course.
Tennessee with everything that it has. Memphis with Graceland and all that stuff. It's pretty nice.
Seattle, get your grunge fix.
Oh, that's true. That's true too. Does it still have
way out of the way? I don't know. Corley, that's a great, if you looked at a map of the U.S. and sort of what we were describing, your suggestion is a perfect illustration of where you've been taking the conversation today. Yeah. Yeah. You're up. You're in New Orleans and then you're in Memphis. Seattle. Yeah. Because of the music in 1991.
And then I'd get up to that great Alaskan music scene that they have.
Anchorage. Yeah. Things are really hopping in Anchorage. No, and you could visit some of our candy factories where we make all of the world's Mexican candy. We're just cranking out piñatas and Mexican candy all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I do see a lot of like Mexican stuff that I'm like, what is this supposed to be?
US. Oh, that we're passing off as my God. Yeah. Are you kidding? I imagine. Yes. Imagine. Yeah. That must be insane. Like, what,
I
like, for example,
the first time I read Deadpool and he was talking about chimichangas and I was like, what the hell is chimichangas?
It's just a Taco Bell thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say is Taco Bell is we shot a sketch once where I'm, because I taped a week of shows in Mexico City a number of years ago, and we shot a cold open where I'm going through the border. It was really well shot. We shot it out in the desert where they shoot Breaking Bad, and we had drones, and it was really cool. But I'm going through and the Mexican border patrol opens my suitcase and it's just filled with Taco Bell. And they sick a dog on me and it chases me, and actually the dog tackled me.
He got me.
He broke the skin. They wanted to give me shots, and I said, nah, I'll just get the rabies.
From the Taco Bell or the dog?
It's actually in there, like the one that where the dog gets you. That's the actual scene that got into the episode?
Yeah, that's the one that got into it. Trust me, Kevin, we ran it only once. I didn't say, hey, let's get that German Shepherd just took off across the desert and tore me to the ground with its jaws. Let's get it again. So yeah, that was the one where he ripped my pants. You can as I'm coming back, I think we have outtakes from and the outtakes from me limping back, saying, wow, that dog is really method. But it was fun to shoot. I love shooting things like that. And we had the week we did in the shows that we did in Mexico City were just a joy. It was so much fun. We did it for Televisa. And I told, if you ever get a chance, look at, I did a monologue completely.
In whole Spanish. Yeah.
In Spanish.
I've seen it.
It's
great.
And let's hear it. What was your take? How was my accent?
Well, I was surprised that you spoke so much about the cartels. I was ballsy.
We're dead.
That's why I didn't go back.
No, I'm kidding. No, your accent was great. I thought it was pretty fantastic. And I the writing was pretty good too, especially because, you know, with the humor, a lot of it has to be adapted to the culture. And I think you did a really good job.
Well, one of the things that helps is when I make fun of myself, that works in every culture, because every culture is very happy to laugh at me. So it was a lot about, you know, I don't know, a lot of jokes about me being the gringo that cries when he eats mild salsa. And people really like that. They're like, yes, he does look quite sickly. Well, Kevin, it's been really fun talking to you. Yeah. We learned a lot. This was a great cultural exchange. And we've come up with Jordan Peele's next movie, which I am very excited about. And we want you involved in the making of this. This is going
to
be cool.
I'd be super happy to do it. All my family are filmmakers. I'm the only one out that decided to do a normal job. And
yeah, so work
I'm
at a candy factory. You know me, boring old candy factory guy. You're a legend in your family. What are you talking about? I could throw a rock here in Los Angeles and everybody makes movies. If I met someone who made candy for a living, I'd sleep with them. Well, that's a whole other story. Kevin, we'll let that go for now.
That's for the next episode.
That's for the next episode. Kevin, thank you so much. So cool talking to you. You're a very nice guy, very funny. And this has been really fun. Thank you.
Oh, thank you all. You're all the best. Thank you for your time. And thank you for making the podcast. It really makes a difference. And I think you have much more fans than you think in Mexico, by the way.
Oh, cool. Oh. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. Maybe we should start. Yeah, yeah. I should break out my Spanish all the time.
I think you should do a Spanish.
Yeah. Hola, ¿cómo está? Yo soy Conando. Just for some reason, I put a mustache on, even though it's a podcast and no one can tell. Hey, Kevin, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Y'all too. Thank you so much.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blairt. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.